Welcome, folks, and thanks for tuning in. You're listening to The Clubhouse here on AM 1230 WFAS. My name is Brian Kroll, alongside my co-host of 6 years, seems like 12, Mark Jeffers. Jeffers, here we are in a beautiful venue, not the typical studio setup for a radio show. Dave Donaldson, again, a well-respected writer here in the area, contributes to a lot of the publications in our area, specifically quite a bit on golf, and clearly he knows his stuff when it comes to golf. But now he's branched off into another genre. I've been dying to say that.
And you pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, like Villegas or whatever.
You. Okay, move on.
We have Dave Donaldson, now the author of Heart of Diamonds. Dave, why don't you tell us about this new production?
Well, Heart of Diamonds is certainly not about golf. It's a romantic thriller about diamond smuggling in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. If you remember the movie Blood Diamonds with Leonardo DiCaprio, there are some similarities here. It was kind of interesting when I had just finished the manuscript when the movie came out. That gives you some idea how long it takes to write a book and get it published. And Nora and I are sitting in the theater, and we looked at each other after the opening sequence and said, wait a minute, they can't have already made the movie. The book just got done, you know. But there are vast differences, too. But the theme is somewhat similar. In this case, it's there's a televangelist who resembles a living televangelist, shall we say, in America, who owns a diamond mine in the Congo. That's not as far-fetched as you might think, since that certain televangelist actually did own a diamond mine in the Congo many years ago when Mobutu was the dictator of that country. Anyway, this diamond mine in my book is the scene of a smuggling scheme that is uncovered by a television correspondent, Valerie Gray, a beautiful international television star that Brian could actually play in the movie with a wig, maybe, but...
Was that a compliment?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I can't tell. I know I've had some fruit in my drink tonight, but I... Unbelievable. I'm getting it from everywhere. Even the guests are making fun of me.
I couldn't resist, Brian. But she uncovers this diamond smuggling scheme. The scheme actually is supported by the White House because the President of the United States is allied with this televangelist. This may sound familiar because some of this stuff kind of happened. But anyway, that provokes an American military involvement in the Congo, a major military involvement. And Valerie's job as an investigative reporter, of course, is to tell the world why the United States should not be involved in this war. And so she has to escape the Congolese army, the secret agents that the White House has sent after her, as well as the missionary that runs the mine in the Congo, who's a really bad guy. And she has to escape through all kinds of terrible things to get that story to the television audiences of the world. So that's kind of Heart of Diamonds in a nutshell.
Very nice. And it sounds like there's a very strong character component with Valerie Gray. Does this sort of give you the opportunity to go on? Are there going to be potentially more Valerie Gray products?
Well, you read my mind, of course, and you may have read the 20,000 words that I've got written for the sequel to Heart of Diamonds, where Valerie Gray goes to another international location and gets involved in a terrible high-concept scheme with nastiness and crime in high places.
So, is he involved with Mark Jeffers at all? I'm just working on a sequel.
The international man of mystery.
Exactly.
Mark Jeffers.
Yeah, baby.
Well, Dave, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to read The Heart of Diamonds, and thank you so much for an autographed copy here tonight. Where would our listeners go to find this great book?
Well, it's on the shelves at Barnes & Noble and Borders here in Westchester County. I've seen it myself. I know it's there. I know it's in most of the major bookstores in Manhattan. It's also, of course, available from Amazon.com and your favorite online bookseller. You can learn more about it at www.heartofdiamonds.com. And quite frankly, if you blog or if you Google my name, you'll come up with somewhere around 100,000 links that relate to Heart of Diamonds, golf, and a few other things.
Wow. Dave Donaldson, only one N in there, by the way, I know because I've made the mistake myself. But very nice. Thank you so much, Dave.